On this week's episode, we talk about Tom Clancy's Without Remorse.
Not sure if it's Tom Clancy, yeah. But it is Without Remorse.
It is Without Remorse.
And not the pop culture news. What we saw this week?
We watched Without Remorse.
With Michael B. Jordan. What's the name of that guy? The bad guy?
The bad guy?
Oh, spoiler alert. Yeah. I didn't say who the bad guy was.
You
right?
Didn't, not yet.
Okay, so I guess
that
was
a good
not a spoiler.
Question.
Yeah.
Kind of shifts around a bit.
Yeah.
This is based on.
Oh, what's his name?
A Tom Clancy. Which one? There's so many choices.
No, the main, the Clay.
Guy
Pearce.
Guy Pearce.
Okay, yeah. Who else?
Jamie Bell.
Any other big name?
Jodie Turner Smith.
I really never heard of her before.
I feel like I've seen her before. There really weren't a lot of big names on this one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Without Remorse, mm-hmm. Amazon Prime Video movie, Amazon Studios movie.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into this movie, some details. This is theoretically, supposedly, allegedly part of the what some call the Ryanverse. Ryanverse, named after Jack Ryan, from Tom Clancy's books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in 1993, yeah, don't quote me on that. But Tom Clancy wrote this book called Without Remorse, and he sold the rights to a movie company almost right after the book was released. And since then, they're trying to make a movie of the character known as John Clark. They had Keanu Reeves involved for a long time. Then they drop it. They had, what was I was telling you the names? Who else was?
Oh gosh, I don't remember. Sorry.
There's some, let me check here, because I have some notes here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they had Keanu Reeves, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
They had Lawrence Fishburne involved, Gary Sinise, and it never happened. In 2012, Christopher McQuarrie signed on Paramount Pictures to direct a film with Tom Hardy. Which,
oh, wow.
I think it would look good, because
yeah.
If we see picture, the character was in several books.
Mm-hmm.
After Without Remorse, he was on Rainbow Six, and then he was with Patriot Games. I can't remember the one with Harrison Ford, Jack Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And we had young William Dafoe
mm-hmm.
as Clark, and then we had Liev Schreiber as Clark as well. So I think Tom Hardy would be good, but it never happened. So it finally happened with Michael B. Jordan.
Or did it happen?
Oh, that's the thing, yeah.
This is extremely loosely based on the book. With the caveat that we haven't actually read the book. We're just taking other people's words for it. But from what we understand, they basically got a title, they got some names, and that's about it.
Yeah. No, it's official. If you go to mm-hmm. like sources like IMDb,
mm-hmm.
it says this movie is named after the book. The characters have the same names, mm-hmm. but that's it. The plot's not the same. The story is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's a moment that's loosely based, which is in the beginning of the movie. His wife, main character, John Kelly, portrayed by Michael B. Jordan, his wife is killed.
Mm-hmm.
Wife killed. She's pregnant. The pregnant wife is killed, and then he goes into, you know, revenge mode. In the book, his girlfriend is killed. So that's probably the only similarity. I mean, besides the characters' names.
Yeah.
So
if you've read the book, just let go of it. You'll be much happier if you just let go of it.
Or if you love the book, like I heard from people that love the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't watch the movie.
That too. So the plot is, there's a couple twists and turns, but by the time you get to them, they're pretty predictable. At least I thought so. And the plot's pretty straightforward. We see like kind of a SEAL team doing ops in Syria. They've got a CIA liaison with them. He tells them, hey, we got to go rescue this guy from Syrian military. They get there. It's actually Russian military. And they're like, whoa, this is bad. They get out. They go back home. Everything's fine. But suddenly, the SEAL team, who's very well cast and interesting, just start getting killed in horrible ways, including John Kelly's pregnant wife. He survives, and his commander survives, and he's talking to, like, Secretary of Defense and CIA people. There's a lot of briefings where they're like, he says, like, I know, I saw the guy's face, I just need a name, I'll take care of this. And they're saying, no, we gotta leave it alone, we don't want to start a war with Russia, like, this, we just gotta leave it alone. But the Secretary of Defense seems very sympathetic, and so he leaks a name to Kelly's CEO. She, being a human being, gives the name to John Kelly. So he goes after this Russian diplomat, gets the name of the guy who killed his wife. And anyway, all this, the Secretary of Defense says, hey, this guy's an opportunity. He's kind of crazy. Let's send him to Moscow to retaliate, to show Russia you can't come kill our people on our soil. So they plan this whole op. They get to Russia, and it turns out, wait, everything was a setup. They've been sent to Russia to die, to basically start a war with Russia, between Russia and the United States. They've got to somehow get out. There's a lot of great action sequences, super fun. And they get out and realize it was the Secretary of Defense who was orchestrating everything all along. The CIA helps out John Kelly, give him a new name as John Clark.
And he goes ghost.
Yeah.
And to eventually, you know, become the second book where he shows up is Rainbow Six, yeah, and he's command the special team, so maybe they're gonna do that. I mean, they could fix everything from that point on. I mean, meaning Rainbow Six would be more faithful to the book. But who knows? In this one, it wasn't. But besides that, the movie has some issues. The third act is like, the movie is short. It's not even 2 hours. And like the second act and third act are kind of short and quick, and it feels like they hushed a lot. And besides the fact that the way the whole thing is constructed, they put Guy Pearce as the Secretary of Defense, and Guy Pearce has been doing like a lot of bad guys lately. It's like on that Vin Diesel movie, what's it called? Blood Man? Bloodshot, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He's this scientist, he's like some kind of helping dead soldiers, and it turns out he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And on Iron Man, he's the nerd, and turns out he's a bad guy. It was kind of like, really?
Yeah.
So, besides the fact that his character, Secretary Clay, he's not even a character from the book. He's a character specifically created for the movie. So, it's like, oh, Clay, he's either gonna die. So, the character is not in the book, he's in the movie. It's like, is he gonna die? Or gonna be an important? Or is he gonna be the bad guy? And he turns out to be the bad guy. So, I don't know. It has issues. It's fun. Everything, action is pretty... Mm-hmm. Pretty well done. It's like he's fighting in prison by himself, and also the guy that kills his wife, the Russian leading the Russian
Rykov
assassins, he's a guy that does like his second role in comedies.
Yeah,
it was so weird to see him. It was like first when we saw his face, I was like, wait a minute, it's not that guy, is it? It was.
It was really that guy. Again.
Yeah. For instance, he was on one episode when was the British girl that goes to the office.
Catherine Tate.
Yeah. What's her name?
Well, now that you've asked, I can't remember.
Kathleen. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. Anyways,
this is so embarrassing.
DDCC. It's like a Pepe. It's like a short name, right? Lily.
I can't remember.
Catherine Tate, The Office. She's Allie, Emily, Lanley, Lonely.
We'll get there.
Lubly, Floofly.
Oh my gosh, it's so far down her IMDb.
It's because they put in order of importance if you put CO.
Nelly!
See, I knew
you
it
were
was,
so close.
I knew it was short.
Oh, good job. Nelly Bertram. So,
yeah, when Nelly finally, after the whole train in Tallahassee, the fail, she went away, and then she comes back and to take over the office as the manager, and everybody hates her, and they decided to do
a welcome party. He's the magician
and
who comes
back. Exactly, yeah. Oh. And they hired this magician because she hates magician, and then he's there. It is like,
yeah.
And then now he's a bad guy. Like,
yeah, so that's our big heartless bad guy.
I was like, I can't believe. No, that's not. Come on, dudes. Can you hire someone? But we have Bird.
Yeah, Pert Hapley shows up as a journalist. And that man will be Pert Hapley from now until the end of time.
Cast as the anchor all the time.
He could turn in an Oscar-winning performance, and I'd still see, like, oh, you heard with Bird. Like, that's just who he is.
One interesting thing about recasting, for creative reasons or for diversity reasons, it's like there's more women, more people of color. So in this one, the Ritter character, that in the book was a man, was John Ritter. No, not Ritter.
No, Ritter. Ritter's...
Ritter is Jamie Bell.
Are you talking about James Greer?
Greer, yeah. Yeah. James Greer. In the movies, the Harrison Ford movies was portrayed by
James Earl Jones.
In this one, that takes place way before that. For instance, in the book, and the timeline, Jack Ryan is a little boy. We don't see him on the movie at all, which in the book, we met his father and met him as a kid. Anyways. So, Greer character, there's a military man on the books and in the later movies. In this one, he's off screen and they cast someone to be his niece. Which was a pretty creative way. It's better than simply gender swapping, just, you know, like completely changing the character. So at least you kept the real character alive somewhere, and they didn't say he was alive.
Yeah, but he still exists.
Yeah.
And this is just somebody else
instead of who's connected. Completely changing a character. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I really liked her character. She was that CEO who was kind of stuck between, like, extremely professional. I mean, obviously, she's the commanding officer of a SEAL team. So, extremely good at her job, takes it so seriously, but then also here, like, her duty and like her moral duty are kind of like conflicting, and just the way she handles all that is great. I loved it. And she's also a good example of a female action hero who's still like feminine. I don't know, I thought her character was great, whether or not it exists in the Ryanverse and in the books and all that. Yeah. I thought she was well done.
Yeah she was well done.
I enjoyed her.
And
in fact, we could just have a movie about her.
Yeah,
okay.
That would be completely new, because I don't think Greer have solo adventures.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else?
I don't know. I think we already said the action sequences were good. We've got like the fights in the prison.
Oh, there's production value, right?
Yeah, really. We've got the plane sinks and
yeah. We see the plane sink. It's like the shot
in like, breaks and
in the tank, and they really did it.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like it was CGI at all. Mm-hmm. Also, when the car sinks at the end of the movie,
yeah,
they went for it. So I guess they really liked their underwater sequences.
Like Richard Hammond, yeah. They spared no expense.
And for instance, there was like some pretty cool moments, like the heat of like revenge when he finally gets the bad guy. I mean, what he thought it was the bad guy, which was just one of the pawns that would lead him to the bad guy. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, he hits this car in front of the airport.
Oh, man.
Sets on fire.
And then gets... Sorry.
Go ahead.
He gets in the car!
He jumps inside the car.
Like, he's like dousing gasoline, set him on fire. What the
heck?
All I get in my head, I was thinking, you know, there's that great line, like, I'll see you in hell. Like, that's basically what we had going here. He jumps into this inferno to interrogate this guy who knows who killed his wife.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was really,
like... It's like, where is he? Bah! I keep shooting him in the shoulder.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was. Yeah. They did do that really well. Like, just escalate the action to where it was still, like, within the realm of believability. Like, we're not talking about riding motorcycles in the ocean or anything like that. It was still within the realm of believability, but still, like, beyond what you would expect from a normal human, or any human, and that was fun.
Yeah. No, definitely fun. It has its moments. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if should be called Tom Clancy. I mean, he did create the characters, so the characters' names off mm-hmm. straight from Tom Clancy. But if you're watching, expecting anything like the book, don't, because it's nothing like the book. But who knows, maybe Amazon's gonna go more towards the book, you know. That's what makes the movie so good, because they were like fairly decent adaptations of the books, and that's why they made so many, you know. It's like one with Alec Baldwin, it's like two
with Harrison Ford,
two with Harrison Ford, uh-huh. one with Ben Affleck. One of Chris Prime? I want to say Prime. It's not Prime.
Pine.
One of Chris Pine.
And he is the Prime Chris, though. Yes. All the Chrises.
And of course, the two seasons of the show with John Krasinski on mm-hmm. Amazon. So it's a very interesting, very compelling universe.
He
writes very well, and one of the reasons the books are so good and he writes very well is because he does his research.
Yes.
You know, in this movie, it was an action movie, nothing deep and interesting or technological or nerdy about military and conflicts that happens in all the other books and movies mm-hmm. happens on this one. So it might disappoint Clancy fans, but maybe Amazon's gonna do a sequel and gonna go towards the books.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Rainbow Six is definitely fun. The games are really mm-hmm. cool and a big, successful franchise. And the books that inspired them, of course, as well.
Yeah, it's also fun little bit of trivia. Mm. My father's uncle was an admiral in the Coast Guard and was somehow involved in, like, advising or publishing The Hunt for Red October.
And that's what Clancy does. He mm-hmm. goes to the key peoples and get information. Yeah. And that's why, it's good and realistic.
Yeah. So on behalf of my family, you're welcome, everyone.
Fun fact, when they released Air Force One, I swear it was Jack Ryan, because Jack Ryan in the book series, he becomes the president.
And it's such a Jack Ryan thing to have. He's just trying to do the right thing, just trying to take care of his family. And here come the bad guys.
Yeah.
Well, our heart of hearts, we know.
Yes. For me, it still feels like, oh my gosh, why not Jack Ryan?
Well, yeah. We can just pretend.
Yeah. They could. Anyways. It's one of those things, you know, when you should stick to the source material and you don't, it's bad. And when you should go away from the source material creatively and you don't, it's bad too. And in Hollywood, because they play safe, it's like this will not happen creatively. It will always be repetitive or you know. And the other one, you shouldn't do, anyways, because, you know.
Yeah. It's just tricky. Adaptations are a minefield.
It's like New Gaiman. New Gaiman was on the fire these days because people are criticizing the cast of Sandman. Some of the casting choices. And back in the day, and now he's like, you guys, you know, racist. And calling people names because they're going against that. Which is a hypocrite of him, because back in the day, he said that fans that make something happen, right? Yeah. Because they buy, they consume. They like the source material because they like it, you know?
So maybe don't go changing it.
Because when you go changing it, you're going against what they like. So who you making that for? Which is, yeah. Anyways, closing up on Without Remorse. It's on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. And
overall fun action movie.
Yeah I
don't regret watching it.
It wasn't as bad as Shaun of the Clown. One day we're gonna talk about Shaun of the Clown.
It's a very low bar, though.
Maybe
like the bar's not even there, it's just the ground.
Not even the cloud. What we have on the new section.
Okay, so Warner Brothers and Discovery are still going through this massive merger, and they've got a new name, Warner Brothers Discovery, and a new logo.
Yeah, which is Warner Brothers Discovery, like golden letters in the sky.
Yeah, and that has been mocked ruthlessly on the
internet. To be honest, the first time I saw it, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a meme.
Yeah. And now they're saying, oh, that's preliminary. It's just a preliminary logo.
Okay.
Which, maybe, because if you were to say that's a rough draft, you'd be like, yeah, it's rough and it's a draft.
It's not our backyard. It's not a garage endeavor of media company. It's a multi-billion media company.
Billions of dollars. They couldn't
come up with a better logo and other excuses. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, so it's not... It looks very retro, which I kind of enjoy. A lot of people say it's reminiscent of, like, the Richard Donner Superman type stuff. But, like, if they could do that, but good, that would be great.
Yeah, I keep thinking how they're gonna, you know, when you have, like, Warner Brothers or MGM or Paramount, when they open that movie.
Yeah.
And, like, it does the animation. And, you know, Universal. Is that Universal? Ba-da-da, bum, bum.
Yeah.
And then start circling the you know, it's like very impactful. Oh, Fox, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, how are they gonna do it? Like, it's gonna just fly over the clouds like PowerPoint animation.
Yeah. So it needs some work. But it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah, anyways.
In the meantime, AMC Theaters is still trying to raise a bunch of money. Going after ArcLight.
Yes, they want to buy the ArcLight venues. They went away when ArcLight shut down. One quick other thing about AMC, it's back on going up on stocks because of the because of what? Just like, you know, Reddit is going again. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for Reddit.
Yeah.
I don't get the stock market.
What they call it? Stonks. Oh, there's another name. Yeah. I can't remember. Anyways, so
yeah,
it was a good time to buy some, make a little bit of money, and sell some. It went back. It went up to what, 50% or something like that in one day. Yeah, you know, the Reddit gang making the market.
I feel like the stock market is just so made up, and if a bunch of people on Reddit want to screw around with that.
Yeah, it's funding for real companies, but some people go and
yeah, but some of the way the market like works and is manipulated, some of the rises and falls, like it doesn't always reflect like what's actually happening.
Yeah,
in business.
It's I mean, I guess some people always took advantage of that, and now it's a mess endeavor.
Yeah, now it's in the hands of the proletariat. It's not mad.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Cruella is doing well enough for Disney that they are planning a sequel. I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm intrigued by it. I feel like maybe we probably don't need a sequel because we have 101 Dalmatians, but...
I don't know. It's just like the Joker. I mean, what are you gonna do in the sequel, right?
Yeah, like, is she gonna get more evil? Or does she get more crazy?
I think actually, Cruella, if they get more sympathetic. Yes,
and then become evil later.
Yeah, I heard they're going for the Maleficent path, and I guess she's not bad.
Because let's remember, she ends up at a point where skinning 101 Dalmatian puppies is a viable, like, option for her. Like, that's her plan.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well.
Anyways, so that's happening. But that's not the only film getting a sequel. The Quiet Place Part 2 is doing well enough that they also have a date. Tentative-ish date for a third one.
2023. Yes. March. Can't remember the day. But yeah, it's all set. Krasinski's not going to write or direct, but they have a name they're going to take care of. His characters.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Nichols is the
Jeff
name.
Jeff Nichols. There you go. Mm-hmm. But it was doing really well at the box office. But I guess it was restarting, rebooting the system, because the devil made me do it. The Conjuring new installment. It beat Quiet Place already.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww. I mean, good for them. Too bad for Quiet Place. But it is nice to see.
Not too bad. No, Quiet Place is still doing good. But okay. Comes, you know, Conjuring. Yeah. I heard and never watched it yet. Mm-hmm. But I heard Conjuring movies are really, really well done.
That's the general consensus that I've seen.
It's actually scary. They're not jump scared, just like, you know, you walk into a dark room and then a cat jumps and you're like, ah, because the music was bang!
Yeah.
It was a cat. Come on, you afraid of cats?
Or jump at you out of a dark room?
Or doors? Let me watch a movie on the world. Like, yeah. Anyways. So yeah.
Okay, Jupiter's Legacy has not fared so well on Netflix, which is kind of surprising.
He what?
Jupiter's Legacy? It hasn't fared so well. They, even though
it hasn't what?
Has not fared so well.
What does that mean?
To fare well means you're doing
great. It did awesome,
but they're already canceled.
Okay, so, rumors. The show cost $200 million, okay? The show was canceled. Before the show was canceled, was the top show on the news in charts ever. After the show is canceled, the show is going up even more. But Netflix canceled.
Yeah.
Who knows? We need to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's some social politics baloney there. Or,
I don't know.
Maybe it got too expensive. They don't want to make another one. They did announce a super... What's it called?
I didn't put it there. I don't think you did.
Okay. Super drunk, super wrong. So I can't remember. The bad guys. The bad guys gonna get a show.
Oh, okay.
They already have a scheduled animation for the end of the year, and they're gonna have a live action. So.
Okay, so it's not the end of Jupiter's Legacy, per se.
I mean, of the good guys.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Well, we shall see. Let's go back to some good news. John Wick 4 is in the works. And Donnie Yen has joined the cast. Oh my gosh. So excited.
Ip Man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
cheered him way.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
It's gonna be cool.
He's so good at what he does. And bringing that into the John Wick world, like with that style of action movie and that style of, frankly, horrific violence, like... That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
I definitely look forward to watching that. Shazam is moving forward, the sequel, and we've gotten some stills, some sneak peeks at his suit.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They eliminate some of the padding, and they put some more muscles on Zach Levi.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the visual is pretty cool.
It's just a little bit more updated. I liked in the first Shazam how... like cheesy and old school his was, with like the big white triangle, and I don't know, it looked like some of the animations I had seen, but this
it does look frankly, better, it looks even much in the books, in most versions of the books it looks like kind of like, kind of childish. I mean, it's a kid,
yeah.
So I guess it matches, but yeah, it looks good.
It does. And that leads us to some mixed news. So God of War Ragnarok is coming to PlayStation.
They did cancel halted the release. It's mm-hmm. only going to be in 2022 now. And they announced it's going to be available for PS4. Which alarms a lot of the fans, because mm-hmm. if you make a game that's available, it's a cross-gen, they might, you know, hold back all the next-generation capabilities in favor of running the game on the previous generation, which is PS4.
Yeah.
We'll see. The first one of PS4, this new series, wasn't bad. It was actually really good. But I guess they're going to stay the same. It's not going to go much higher or better because, you know, they're going to keep into this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To me, what concerns me is it doesn't seem to bode well for their hopes regarding, like, PS5 availability.
No. It's going to be... it's available for PS5. That's settled.
I guess.
But... It gonna be released for PS4 as well. So because it's cross-gen, it causes people to say,
okay, I understand.
You know, you're gonna have to hold back. You cannot go full capability, full quality of PS5 yet because we have to hold back for our younger cousin that, you know, doesn't do well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Quick one. Rumors, just rumors, but it's fun to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Cavill posted on his Instagram that he was finally coming to America because mm-hmm. of the whole COVID and how that you can travel. He was like, I'm the, one of the very few blessed ones that can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
To do this and go back to America and do work with, you know, really good people. Pretty much it. With a picture of him in a plane.
So much to speculate on, though, in that picture.
Yeah. Because his agent said multiple times he's not done with Superman.
Yeah.
And he's coming to America. People are already speculating that, it's going to be in Shazam. They're shooting Shazam.
And he's got the Superman haircut, yes. Right? Like short on the sides and dark. And
yeah. It's going to be in Black Adam. They shoot in Black Adam. So all together. Yeah. And, you know.
Plus he's just sitting there with a pile. There's like books and games and all this stuff. And sure, people are just going nuts over this photograph.
Yeah. And, you know, Warner, Discovery, maybe there's still hope. Snyderverse, Man of Steel 2, and more Superman.
Yeah.
And, you know. Have faith.
Have hope. Hope is like a river. And whatever else he said.
Oh, is a spark. Who says that?
Spark is... That's like Star Wars,
I know,
right?
But who said that hope is like a river?
Isn't that what he says at the beginning of Justice League?
Does it say that?
Yeah, the kids are asking him about the S on his chest. He's like, it's a symbol of hope. It's a river. And then he says, like, my dad, I assume talking about Jonathan, like, talked about...
You're talking about the Justice League?
Yes.
I'm talking about Batman saying have faith.
Okay.
Anyways. That's it for this week. See you next week with more pop culture news and movies and TV games.
Yeah. Live long and prosper.
And food. No, I'm kidding. May the force be with you.
Bye.
Bye.